Welcome to 2024 Talks. We're following our democracy in historic times.
Kamala Harris is so asleep at the wheel that she won't even do an investigation into what happened, and she wants to yell at Donald Trump because he showed up. She can go to hell.
Reacting to criticism over an event at Arlington National Cemetery last week, Republican Vice President nominee J.D. Vance is blasting Vice President Kamala Harris over the withdrawal from Afghanistan 3 years ago. Former President Donald Trump commemorated the withdrawal at the cemetery with families of those killed, but his aides reportedly got in a physical altercation with Arlington staff trying to stop the campaign from illegally using it as a partisan backdrop. Meanwhile, Harris and her running mate Tim Walz started a two-day bus tour through southeast Georgia aimed at rural and black voters. Before leaving, Walz spoke about workers' issues at a firefighters' union convention in Boston.
We believe that workers deserve to collectively bargain for fair wages, safe working conditions, good health care, and secure retirement.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the state's extreme measures are solving the immigration and border issues. But former Democratic El Paso Congressman Beto O'Rourke says the deaths of migrants solve nothing.
And I know that no one really thinks that their lives are important, but they are. And this will be a stain on our conscience and on this country unless we fix it. And the man most responsible for that right now is Greg Abbott.
Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson says she's worried about the decision granting presidents criminal immunity for official acts, implying it could be an issue if Trump is reelected.
I was concerned about a system that appeared to provide immunity for one individual under one set of circumstances.
When asked if she's ready for 2024 election cases reaching the Supreme Court, Jackson says she's as prepared as anyone can be. New polling shows Americans think this fall's election will have a major impact on the Supreme Court. Lawyer with advocacy group Courage for America, Kathy Clardy Patterson, says the nation's legal institutions are being challenged like never before.
Because all of the rules look like they're being skirted. There's no adherence to precedents anymore. They're taking fictitious plaintiffs. They're dealing with hypotheticals that are not before the court.
Last month, President Joe Biden laid out court reform proposals, including an enforceable code of ethics, term limits for justices, and rolling back the presidential immunity decision, but it'll be very difficult for Biden to get them passed. An Idaho project is working to bridge the nation's political divide. Nancy Pelagano with United Vision Project says their volunteers are trained to facilitate authentic conversations between people with differing views.
I do not argue with people. I don't tell people they are wrong. I don't judge. I have a conversation. I listen.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.